So this is my first official podcast, or anchor podcast, I should say. And I think I'm going to start it on a good note. I've been overthinking this whole thing, knowing that we need to do a podcast, knowing that I have information that I think can help people grow themselves, grow their business, be more authentic. You know what the shitty thing is that when you get into your head because you don't know, like, I don't fully understand this whole anchor thing. I have studied. Anchor has been awesome. They have people that are helping you and stuff like that. But when you think that you need to, it's crazy because I preach about everybody finding their truth. Find your truth. Don't give a fuck about what other people think, because they, at the end of the day, aren't going to build you. They're going to deplete you if they have opinions that really aren't true. You know what I mean? And so that's the shittiest thing, is that this has been going on for, I would think, 6 weeks, is I don't actually know how to wrap my head around delivering what I do on live Facebook every single Wednesday with incredibly amazing women. I don't know how to wrap my head around doing it by pressing this button and giving it to you right now in my car, where I have to go shoot in a little bit, because I don't understand this method really very well. I'm 45 years old. I understand the way we communicate now, because this is how I communicate. I hate when I get a phone call because I'm like, wow, you're invading my space. Can't you just text me? You know, I do a lot of communication through social media, so I do get it. And I am an avid podcaster. I listen to podcasts with the people that I admire. I listen to podcasts where I need that, like, push and reminder. And so the crazy thing is that here it is. Anchor makes it super easy. So here I am, my first one. I am going to do this on a daily basis. If you have any tips, if you have any advice, I welcome it so much, because I'm just going to be raw and honest. Like, I don't know how to fucking do this thing very well. And I know the one thing I want to push out there with all my heart is, if anyone's listening to Connect, that when you are authentic, it doesn't mean that shit isn't going to happen to you. When you are authentic, you find peace in who you are, and you find peace in the value that you bring to others. It doesn't mean that you don't have hard days. I mean, literally, second time in 1 year, my business has gone from a high to a low based on the team that I put my effort and attention to. And you know what? It's not about them. It's about the fact that I am putting my attention into something that I shouldn't be. I should be doing more of where my heart really sings. I have the ability to build others in such a great way. Unfortunately, the ROI for me and my family is something to be less desired. And it's not like it's about making money all the time, but at the end of the day, you know, when you put so much energy and passion, you're trying to find that balance where you feel like you're valued yourself. Do you know what I mean? And so I'm going to take you on this journey as, again, today I am building way back up again. I had this amazing meeting with Violet de Ayala. Please look her up. She is the founder of Femme City. It's a global women's organization, business organization. It's out of Miami. It's global. We have Femme City in Paris. We have a Femme City all over the nation, in Toronto, all over Canada, actually. Look it up. And this is the direction, if I made any sense. It's about finding your true self and sharing the value that you give to others, and not giving a shit about what other people think when they don't really fucking know, right? When they just really don't know. Anyway, I did it. I did my first real podcast. Thank you guys, whoever listens. Thank you so much. And here I go. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna try this. By the way, I'm calling this, and I haven't even changed it on the thing, I'm calling this Bold Media. Be bold. Be seen. Be you.